Blog Talk Radio.
It is indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do.
My God has blessed us one more time to come before you on Terrific Tuesday. I'm excited because this is the opportunity for Dr. Lowe's show to be aired on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And this is a truly, truly relationship talk show. It's real with no filters. So we're excited to come before you. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we talk about our title of tonight's show. It's Emotional Abuse Habits of Guaranteed Relationship Killers. So I want you to keep in mind, emotional abuse habits. Think about that for a second so you can kind of get yourself in the right perspective. You also can go to the web link and check us out where you can listen to the show. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Tweet the show at Zeta Phi Sigma_10, where we're partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. The live broadcasts are being brought to you on the different social media sites. We'll start off with Big O Live, and that's at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then we have Facebook. That's Facebook.com with the same as Big O. That's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Instagram. Z-Squad Greenville 1981, where the partner with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Also, you have a chance to check us out on TikTok, and we're excited about that. It's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And then you have YouTube. That's YouTube television. We'll be broadcast under the station of the Smith Way Enterprise. And you can go to the Smithway Enterprise and see we're live. We ask you to subscribe or just listen to what we're sharing with you. If you want to check us out on demand, have several opportunities. You have Rumpley, where we have WBSW Radio, the internet station with number 23, along with Truth, that's the same as WBSW Radio, the internet station 23. Tumblr, you have Dr. Lowe Smith-blog. And also Twitter, again, that's Lorenzo D. Smith 15, along with partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma _10. We would like to, for you to know that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries, heard worldwide on 6 continents. You also can register for WBSW Radio giveaways by sending us your name, and you can send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. You also can provide us with a means of transaction if you choose to. Before, we're working with where you may be receiving a love offering. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. Send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. To sow seed with this radio station of $1, you can Cash App Lorenzo D. Smith and be a part of this. Our title again tonight is Emotional Abuse Habits of Guaranteed Relationship Killers. We're just going to kind of focus on just the title in itself, but let's look at emotional abuse habits. Do you know what emotional abuse habits are? To time we kind of forget about the emotional part and how well being a well-being that we must be mature enough, stable enough, so we can be successful. So if you're experiencing emotional abuse, you can already recognize the habits that goes along with emotional abuse because you encounter it. The question is, are you able, are you willing to seek the help so you can address the emotional abuse that you've been through? It is a guaranteed relationship killer, but the truth of the matter, it will kill the relationship. What we want to focus on first is with our title, say, emotional abuse having a guaranteed relationship killer. Let's look at the emotional well-being in a relationship. What does that mean? What does that mean, emotional well-being? I want you to ask yourself that. Because when we talk about emotional well-being, we always want you to have a positive state of your emotion. I didn't say of your mind. I say of your emotions. You want to be in a positive state. Life satisfaction. You want it to be positive. A sense of meaning and purpose. You want it to be positive. And the ability to pursue self-defined goals. That's what emotional well-being means in a relationship. So you want to be stable. You want to put yourself in a position so you can be successful. You want to be mature. You don't want to just fly off the handle. Because, see, these elements that you may see or be exposed to when you're talking about emotional well-being includes a sense of balance in emotion. You have to be able to control your feelings along with your grief, your anger. Those are telltales of emotional elements. When you cannot balance your emotion, you become unbalanced, and you're in a relationship that you create unbalanced in the relationship. Emotional well-being elements also include thoughts. See, if you are not emotional stable or emotional mature, your thoughts are going to be all over the place. Have you ever been around someone when they're talking, they'll jump from subject to subject to subject to subject? That's a chaotic mind. Their emotional ability to be stable is not in place. When you encounter that, that's one habit you need to recognize and realize that you can't change that. The only way they're going to change it, they have to seek the help, seek the counseling, seek the therapy or the support so they can be successful. If they have their thoughts are chaotic, their life is chaotic. Social relationship is another element of emotional well-being. How is your relationship in the public? How is your relationship with your family? How is your relationship with your friends? Constantly butt heads and using your emotional state of not being well, have wellness or well-being to create problems in your relationship. So that element is something many of us encounter every day. We encounter it so much that we have a tendency to kind of focus and use this famous word that comes along with it, feelings. How do I feel? See, it's all about, when I ask you how you feel, you need to tell me your state of mind, your physical, your well-being, your mental, and your spiritual and your financial part. How do I feel? Don't allow feelings to control your emotional well-being. See, being that feeling is part of emotion, you can't let it be. You are so emotional that you become chaotic. You're creating problems that are really not there. See, in a healthy relationship, people have a empathetic, or a lot of times empathetic listeners in their life. See, you got to be able to be empathetic so you can listen to what's going on, not respond in the manner the other individual responds. Their mind is chaotic. Their well-being emotionally is not in order. Don't allow you to become be unstable where you're not able to function because you're feeding off them. If you're with someone in a relationship and their emotional well-being is off cue, most of the time you're going to have some challenges. You're going to have to realize you cannot fix them. You can only make an effort to fix yourself, and that's by seeking support, seeking counseling, so you can be the best version of yourself. Even in a healthy relationship, mates can discuss problems that may arise. Trusted second opinion. See, that's with someone that's emotional, well off, we'll say. Their well-being and emotional aspect is mature. They can have someone else's opinion. But when you're in a relationship with someone who's chaotic, their mind is chaotic, and they're so emotional, they're all over the place, they cannot accept anybody's opinion but their opinion. They want to be right. That's almost like the thing I always share with people about the smartest person that's supposed to be in the room. Those people have their minds are running a mile a minute, and there's some chaos. And they're going to be going bang, 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 but they want to impress you enough to say, I know more than you know. And the truth of the matter, they actually may know, but if they are not in order, not stable, then they're chaotic in their mind, and they're trying to run a lot of things across to you, then they're not going to accept a second opinion because they always want to be right. Have you been around someone like that, that always wants to be right? They're never going to be wrong, no matter what you do or what you say. You can give them facts. You can give them data. Prove it. Have your resources there, and they still will just go with what their mind is telling them, go with what their thoughts. So we're talking about our title, which is Emotional Abuse Habit. So if you're emotionally unstable, then you will be chaotic. You will also take on that habit of always wanting to be right and never wants to be wrong. You want to debate in a spirited or argumentative way every time someone says something. You can't work. So when we're talking about emotional well-being in a relationship, we also want to encourage you to think about how to react. Emotional unstability. Those individuals cannot operate in the manner they need to operate because they are not stable. And to me, that old saying, we're all on the point of insanity. All it takes is one thing that pushes over, which may be one emotional thing that pushes over to the other side. There's a show that comes on one of on the cable channel called Snap. People were so emotional, their feelings gathered them, they became chaotic in their mind, and they snapped. And when they woke up, lives had been taken. Some devastation had occurred because their reaction was to think that what they're doing or feel what they're doing is the right thing. A chaotic mind cannot be right. We can allow a chaotic mind to lead you. What you want to make sure that your reaction to your experience, your reaction to feelings can always change over time because you experience something different every day. So you have to work for it and put the greatest effort in place to be emotionally stable. Don't allow anyone to push you to a unemotional place because sometimes there's no point of return. Give a shout out to our first sponsor, L&T Stores Non-Service LLC, the best manicure expert in South Central Alabama.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Starworth Lawn Service, check them out. The manicure expert in South Central Alabama. They can work in your lawn and get it as beautiful because it's becoming springtime. Or if you need some logs removed, some debris on your property removed, they can work for you. That's Anthony Starworth. Go to Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, or call him at 334-300-7401. Anthony Starworth, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. And we were talking about the meaning of emotional well-being in a relationship. We just talked about a couple things, and I want to close it out and use this, and you can relate to a person being emotional wellness. See, emotional wellness is important, like physical wellness. Medical wellness, you need to be well in what you do emotionally. See, emotional wellness is the ability to successfully handle life stresses. See, when you're under stress, you have a tendency to lose your stability emotionally and sometimes mentally and your health physically. You lose an opportunity to handle the stress of life because there will be stresses in your life. You also lose the ability, if you don't put it in order, to adapt to changes. See, emotional wellness allows you to adapt to changes or change. And the difficult times are going to come. We all are going to experience difficult times. So we have to make sure we are emotional well. We're emotional stable. We're emotional mature. Give a shout out to Carol Davis that's joining us. Thank you so much, Carol, for being a part of it. Sydney LeBdue joining us. Thank you so much. We also have the ultimate, as it looks like, I'm going to say ultimate, E.T. Sand Things. Also, Jamana Williams with the number 8. Thank you so much. We have Ralph Davis joining us. Also, we have quite a few on TikTok. Etwin, thank you for joining us. Along with Byron Fang, thank you. Angela Williams is joining us. Rico just added to the list. Chris Wilson. Thank you, Chris, for being a part of this. Junior Fred. Thank you so much. Also, Richard, and that's Herman, number 1, along with a user and many others. As we move forward, we'll give you a shout out and let you know we appreciate you being a part of this. Appreciate you joining us, and we're going to continue to make it do what it do. As we move forward, the next segment will focus on why it's important to be emotional mature in a relationship. Think about what maturity is and how it's defined. Maturity is being able to use the experience that you have encountered with the knowledge you've been gained to act in a manner that sets you apart from others. Your maturity will set you apart from other individuals. Too many times we get caught up wanting to be part of the group. When you stand out, you stand out. You have some people who have recognized themselves in their best version. Don't say tomorrow it may be better. The truth of the matter, they or down, when they show themselves to be negligent, show that they're not mature, show that they're not they're disrespectful, they show that they operate on feelings, it's not going to change. It's going to be the same. A mature person take their experience and grow from it. A mature person, when things get tough, they tighten their knuckles up and they get to work. They get at them. They get at it. They don't give up. And that's why you have to make sure you work on dealing with things that are happening in your life. Life is not always going to be positive. A lot of times you're going to have some negative consequences. How do you respond to those consequences? See, people got to realize too many times we get caught up in becoming a victim. See, that's part of your immaturity. When you say, I am the victim. Okay, I was in this relationship for so many years, and this person did me wrong. And you always talk about what the person did to you. What did you do to them? That's what we're talking about, emotional mature. You mature enough to know that in a relationship it takes two. And if you give it 100%, they give it 100%, then it goes lacking. Both of you all did give 100%. Don't say you gave the 100% and they didn't give 100%. You know, the biggest thing when you ask, why did a relationship break up? The first thing come up, infidelity. It's always that, but you, as you know it, it's always not on so much on the person. It's always the person that you're talking to, they're going to say, oh, that was them. It wasn't me. And the truth of the matter, both of y'all did something that caused that relationship. It might have been infidelity. Maybe it's emotional abuse from you. Let's not act like we're all innocent. See, you have to accept your part of responsibility. That's emotional maturity. Always blame the mate. Ask yourself, was I doing all I supposed to do? Why did that person choose to take that route right there? Were they trying to tell you exactly what was going on? But you may have chosen not to hear them. But truly, you got to keep in mind that you have to listen. Yo, shout out to my frat brother. None other than Brother Tony Brakey out of the great state of Georgia. Brother Brakey, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting what we're trying to do. We got an ID number, which is a user. Thank you for joining us and being a part of this. We also have a few other individuals and quite a few I want to give a shout out before I move to our next segment when we do our commercial. For our sponsor, Garner Davis, thank you so much. You also have Roosevelt Anderson. Thank you, Roosevelt, for joining us again. You have Durant, Ashford. 465 joining us. Thank you so much for taking time and being a part of it. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor. See, God continue to bless those individuals that want to be a part of this, individuals that feel like I need to support you, Doc. What you're doing is a good thing, and I appreciate hearing that. This is Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by.
261 West State Highway 106 in Georgia. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
If you get an opportunity, give Mary Ruth a call. That's their co-owners. You have their members of the Woodlight family, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, as well as Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And you can give them a call at 334-549-0950. And that's Mary Ruth. That's about the, one of the best Southern foods being prepared by awesome team down there at 261 West Georgia, Alabama. Truly, thank you so much for supporting us, Mary Ruth Restaurant. As we talk about the importance of emotional maturity, let me leave a couple of things with you. See, mature people love their mates unconditionally. See, to love somebody, you can't have conditions on them. That's an immature person. And see, they do not stay focused on resentment and imperfection of marriage tied to past hurts. Emotional maturity is an essential aspect of both professional and personal life. See, your emotional maturity tells individual how you function as a professional. As a professional, your emotional maturity tells people give a description of you and your personal life. If you're immature, that's mean that you're not going to be able to function well in a setting that requires you to make mature decisions. Sometimes we wonder why we're not in the leadership role. We wonder why we're not in these positions and so on, because we lack that emotional maturity in both professional and personal life. See, when you're emotional mature, it allows you as an individual to navigate and manage your emotions effectively. See, you can manage them. Your emotions are just a few of your feelings. See, if you're emotional mature, you can handle those feelings. Those feelings will never get out of hand. You don't, this is the way I feel. You operate on, this is what I think. This is what I think and what I believe. When you say, I feel this way, now you put your emotions in it. It also allows you to navigate your emotions for us and being a part. R.T. Stafford, join us. Terry Smith, thank you. Susan Timms Zero. Those individuals slowly joining us. Thank you so much. And look like this, Mark Tate. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of. As we look at our emotions and being mature, just remember when you're able to navigate and manage your emotions effectively, it leads to improved relationships, better decision making, and overall well-being. See how emotional maturity allows you to be effective in life and be successful? It allows you to be the best version of yourself. Are you the best version of yourself? Think about your emotional well-being. Am I mature enough to handle things? Am I mature to handle my emotions effectively? Am I mature to make the right decisions? See, the decision we make in life have either a positive or a negative consequence. Too many times people will tell not the right choice at that time, you will become, continue to be an immature person. You'll continue to make decisions and blame other people. That's what you want to do. You want to blame somebody else. Or use it, I was young. We always young. The world don't owe either one of us anything. And making excuses or saying it was a mistake and not dealing with where you are today. Yes, it happened when you were in your 20s, but now you're 40 and you're still talking about it was a mistake. No, it was a choice. And that choice you made was not for your overall well-being. What you have done, and hopefully in the 20 years you've grown to understand, there are consequences, whether they're positive or negative, on the success of your life. It's nobody else's fault. Give a shout out to my kin folks. Annie Catlett Smith. Thank you so much, Annie, for joining us and being a part of our next topic is really important because I want to talk about it because we're going to talk about why do mates have to be emotional compatible. After our next sponsors, we'll give a shout out to the awesome group of individuals that are really working hard to bring a product to you. Our listeners, bring a product to those individuals who are interested in perfume, interested in soap. This is an awesome group, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace.
Jackson will call at 251-369-1344. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel, and you can direct message her to share some things, say what all you have to offer. Let me see your inventory. She do a lot of pop-ups and a lot of places. She's set up down in Connecticut County, which is in South Central Alabama. You go down and check out. Look at this kid, but go to Facebook and just type in her name, and then she can tell or talk with you and share what she's going to be at. We want to give a shout-out to Youngstown Sigma, 1914, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We thank you for joining us. We'll give a shout-out to Lil J Money that's joining us. I love underscore Jesus, and it says Jesus. Us is joining us. Pat Logan is joining us. And there's one or two more that slid by. I don't want them to get by. That's Fred Mosley. Thank you. Jesse James joined us. Thank you so much. Florence Boyd joining us. So thank. And we have a user also in there. Thank each and every one of us. I'm excited because we'll be hopefully be sharing something. Our next segment is focused on why do mates have to be emotional compatible. We had a show on emotional compatibility the other day, incompatibility. First of all, when we talk about emotional well-being, it's saying that you have to be mature to put the work in as a couple. being mature and dealing with your emotional aspect, it's going to get tough. It's going to get tight. And when it gets tight, you either say, well, I'm going to work it out or I'm going to run. I'm going to leave. I'm going to disappear. See, we're going to have negative challenges and consequences that lead to negative feelings. But if you unconditionally love that person, if you won't focus on resentment or focus on imperfection and spend your time worrying about past hurt, you have a chance, space. See, a lot of us don't want to be in relationships because we don't feel safe. Might be from past hurt, might be from past emotional abuse habits, your lack of maturity, all of this come into play. So what you try to do is you try to find a safe place so you can feel comfortable. Your mental well-being needs to be in a position so as an individual you can express how you truly feel. See, when you're emotional connected with someone or emotional mature, you have no problems telling people how you feel and not worry about how they're going to take it. The key to it is that whether you're feeling positive or feeling negative, you have the ability to express it when you have emotional connection. See, the closeness with friends, family, and a romantic partner can also help your physical health benefits. You smile, like I said, it doesn't take, it takes more muscle to frown than smile. When someone says smile, sometimes when you hear it, it makes you feel good inside. Because there's a lot of people walking around with a stank face all the time. And in that face, that's saying that something emotionally is going on with you. And you are not in a position to be compatible with anyone. And you have to understand compatibility is very important. See, if we ask the question, why is emotional compatibility important? See, having the same interests at heart with your emotional closeness and connection and your compatibility come from is inner, your inner self. If you're not connecting from your inner self, you can't make something happen that's not capable of not meant to be. See, when your heart connects with someone and you have the same interest, it helps you as a couple to stay emotional connected to one another. See, the most important ingredient for compatible relationship is having shared sets of values. Shared sets of values. Your emotional connection puts you in that position. You value being respected. And you value respecting others. This allows you to connect emotionally. It allows you to be compatible emotionally. So that's why you really need to be emotional compatible in a relationship. Your compatibility will add to some good days where it's mutual. If you want to be emotional compatible, you have to make sure you feel safe around that individual. If you're feeling unsafe, don't continue. Don't continue going through what we call is going through the motion. Because you become emotional. And when you become emotional, you get in your feelings. Then you become the person that's fearful. You fear being in a relationship. You fear of failing in a relationship. You fear of not being successful. So the L is you become frightened. No longer you're safe. You become emotional instable. become argumentative. And last but not least, the fear that comes when you're not and things are not working out is resentment. See, when you begin to resent individuals, there's going to be a time when you just not going to be able to make it. Truly, you have to put yourself in that position that you want to be successful. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor, and then we'll move to our next segment, which is discuss what are emotional abuse. Our next sponsor is Tristat LLC, a site called Mr. Williams. He's working with us to put us in a position to be successful. I thank him so much. Tristat LLC.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Thank Mr. William Scott and Tristat LLC, a consulting firm that can meet your needs. So if you need something done, go see Mr. William Scott. If you're located in Central Alabama, you can see him in Selma, Alabama, or even Montgomery, Alabama. Go to his office, talk with him, and see, or give him a call, and he'll be able to respond and share what the research they're doing, what kind of training programs they have for managers, for staff, and so on. The number is 334-320-5438. That's Mr. Wim Scott, Tristat. Give a shout out to Larry. Thank you so much for joining. Is that Haley Lushenter? Thank you so much. You two users that's joining us. We have Mr. G911 joining us. Thank you so much. We have JoJo. Thank you, Greenwood. Thank you so much. We have Dane Swedenberg. Thank you so much. We have Rachel Copeland. Thank you for joining us. Then we have Tommy Taylor that's joining us. We have, is this Kenaida? Thank you so much. Andrea Hogan joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We have Pebbles Spearman. Thank you, Pebbles, for taking time. The Black Fat Dog, that's what they say. Pat Logan joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all. Try to give you a shout out as we move forward. And we move to our next segment, which is discuss what are emotional abuse habits. I want you to keep in mind, when we're talking about emotional abuse habits, it relates to you being in control of your behavior, being able to maintain or monitor your personal behavior, such as take something like spending time with and how they spend money. This has to do with emotional abuse habit, monitoring and controlling personal behavior. Spending time with and how they spend money. Threatening a person's safety, that's a habit. As well as their property or other loved ones. Isolating persons, isolate a person from family, friends, and acquaintances. Demeaning, shaming, humiliating a person, extreme jealousy, accusing, paranoid. These are some things that falls under the habits of emotional abuse. Constantly, if you threaten somebody's personal safety, your emotional abuse is there. That's why I always say when it's a relationship, you give 100%. But there's never always the perpetrator and the victim, not all the time. A lot of times both of them are perpetrators. It's just that one of them received the most or the worst of it is considered to be the victim. Did you do some things? Was you controlling? Did you use your tongue to lash them people in half, talking and just considered it being disrespectful? You accused. You're jealous. You're paranoid. You try to demean, shame, or humiliate a person. Those are habits that are developed from being in bad relationships, whether it's a family, friend, romantic, or work, whatever it may be. You develop those habits because you've been getting away. They say if a child will get away with something for so long and then get into adulthood, they still will be doing the same thing. They'll be still doing the same thing because they've been getting away with it. Make sure you focus on being emotionally healthy. And here's some signs of emotional abuse in a romantic relationship. See a partner who makes threats, threaten to break up, divorce, withhold love, deny sex. Anything else along those lines creates fear and anxiety about the relationship. Remember the word fear? I gave you the acronym, frighten. You're frightened to death. That is, you're going to lose control. The E, you're emotionally unstable. The A is you're argumentative all the time. And then you become resentful. So you have a fear. So you use things to create anxiety. You withhold love. You deny sex. You always threaten to break up or divorce. All this is a part of the threats that you give to your mate. The second thing is a partner who uses degrading language, name calling, degrading language, cursing another person is abusive, period. A partner who tries to isolate you. I said that earlier when we were talking just a few minutes about the habits. A partner who antagonize you, want you to get upset. They want you to react. They want you to respond. That's emotional. That's why we say we need to get both sides of the story to find out the truth in the middle. Because a lot of times people will make it sound like the other person was because they may have been a bit more abusive physically, but they're emotionally abusive. I just don't know about it just walking in the house and just start welling on somebody without something that transpired that pushed it over the edge. Get emotional help. Get support. Seek counseling. Third, so you can be the best version of yourself. See, when you're antagonizing, you name calling, you have this cruel sarcasm, harmful nicknames, insulted by appearance, served to embarrass an individual, or to make you bad about yourself. Your goal is to be the best version of yourself. If you're the best version of yourself, no one else can make you feel bad. You can make yourself feel bad, but they can't. A partner, when we're talking about emotional abuse in a romantic relationship, who gaslights you. And gaslighting is a form of manipulation that undermines the recipient's reality. And it meant to leave them insecure. People are all like, oh, you know, nobody, he or she ain't too secure, he's insecure. See, that's because they want to manipulate the situation. they're undermining what you're doing by saying that. A lot of times they're gaslighting. See, because they're unsure of themselves. And they question their own sanity. The next one is a partner who is constantly critical and cruel is a good, a prime example of an individual who are emotional abuse. Think about the relationship you've been in or the one you're in now. Are any of those applied to you? Are you in the encounter? It's easy for us to say there's some domestic violence in there, but we see the physical part of it, we don't see the emotional part. We don't believe that exists because we're so emotionally immature that we don't realize that when a person is not mature, they're going to use all of these things here, name-calling, sarcasm, nicknames, harmful nicknames, insults. They're going to gaslight. They're going to create fear and anxiety. They're always going to be threatening. These are the things they're going to do. That's emotional abuse. How do you deal with it? I said from the beginning, seek the help you need. You need from a professional. If you can't afford and your insurance will not cover your session, BetterHelp.com, they have a system worldwide. You can call and they can set you up with a counselor that can help you be the best version of yourself. You might do the work, but they'll lead you and guide you the best they can. Wherever you want to go, they'll take you. So when we're talking about how you deal with emotional abuse in a relationship, let's always keep in mind that emotionally abused behavior, when something is said, implied, or done to intentionally hurt someone. So emotional abuse behavior is the intent to hurt you. They're trying to hurt your feelings. And they're going to do it over an extended period of time. Examples will be day-to-day bickering, teasing, insulting, other negative behavior that happens in an ordinary relationship. Just keep in mind, a partner of emotional, hurtful behavior can eventually evolve into a emotionally abusive relationship. In that emotional abusive relationship, you're going to experience from your partner a lot of name calling, putting you down, threatening, intimidating, fear. Fear of leaving you. You always hear it come up. We won't get there. So if I'm in a relationship, somebody leaving, I can still survive. See, some of the skills, what helps you now, also the money, is always the skill of being able to take care of yourself. See, you're not fearful when you can take care of yourself. If you was taught and experienced it in your home, because I said it in my home, my mother made sure we did the things that we could take care of ourselves, whether we was a boy, a girl, a man, a woman. So you won't have to be leaning on somewhere. You don't have to have a fear of them leaving. Because you can do it yourself. That's how you deal with emotional abuse in a relationship. Show them that you're capable of doing it yourself. See, if you're in an abusive relationship, recognize that you cannot change your mate. See, the only way people change is they can choose to change. And it's best to seek help. For example, if your insurance won't cover counseling and And Thursday, betterhelp.com. Yeah, you may have to pay something, but it's better to pay something than have to pay it all. Abusive relationship, when you see it, also besides you seeking help, you got to leave that relationship. Don't stay there. The old saying, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Then you need to run as fast as you can. We're at getting at the lateness of the hour, so we want to continue to wrap this up. And these are some things I want you to really be aware of to help you move in the direction you need to be. To be successful, be aware of the signs of emotional abuse, because emotional abuse function to make you feel small, makes you feel small, and strips you of your independence and self-worth. See, that's what emotional abuse is all about, just stripping you of your self-worth. Know your rights. You have the right to be treated with respect within an equal relationship with your mate. You have the right to change your mind and or end the relationship if it is no longer serving you. Next thing, realize that you cannot change your partner. Maybe your partner understands and realizes that he or she is hurting you, but it's not your responsibility to change them. Don't retaliate, because that deals number reason to take you to this level. See, abusers are excellent manipulators. They may provoke you to the point of breaking the blame, the point of breaking and then blaming you for everything. Reach out for BetterHelp.com. Go up to your insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, whatever it may be. Take it to that and check online to see if they take Blue Cross. I'm talking about counseling along with therapy so you can be the best version of yourself. We can no longer act like it's be the stigma in our community. It was amazing. I listened to a contact person today that was talking about what percentage you think in an African-American community of individuals that seek counsel. To be honest, probably about 3%. You can push it up to 5%, but that's way too many other people that need to have counsel and don't seek it and don't get it. We're going to have chaos in our communities because people are chaotic in the mind. Seek the right help so we can be successful. That's what it's all about. I want to give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you for supporting what we're doing. As we get ready to close, I want just a couple things I want to give a shout out. On Thursday, we have an awesome show planned. It's going to be like 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Minister Shannon Show that's coming back. They're going to be coming. This is their first airing in about 2 years. And she have a host of guests that's going to be on there. That's going to be a team. And we'll be on Zoom. I'll give her the Zoom link, and she'll pass. She's hosting this show, so she's going to make it do what it do. I am the producer. Going to be here making sure everything is up and running and doing the best we can to be the best we can be. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station for number one. That's Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Ministry Shannon Show is coming back. And he has an awesome show planned for you on Thursday. If you're on the East Coast, that's 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, Eastern Standard Time. 7:30 Central Standard Time. It's been awesome meeting. We give a shout out to David Berry, Miss Bliss, Ashley Milbury. Thank you so much. We have, it says Back Fat Dog, Pat Logan. We got some other ones kind of repeating to him. Rachel, thank you so much. Tommy Taylor, they've always been. Lash Reeves, Reginald, thank you so much. Red Roses Bud, thank you. Betty Jordan, Rigella Magia, thank you so much for being a part of it. Pork Chop, joining us. Thank you, Pork Chop. Vicky Nelson, 6, user. Patricia Banks, thank you so much. Mel Wise joining us. Other user here, Randolph Trafton, thank you so much. Asking Hope, Dwayne Thomas, Colette Collar, 8, thank you so much. Paulette Reed, thank you for being. Pick 3, Stat Cat, thank you so much for being a part of this. Leroy Lockwood, thank you, and the users. Thank you. That's any of them. Thank you so much, Kathy. I'm sorry, Keith Cooper, Henrietta Newbin. Thank you so much. Ear Hanger, 195. Melvin, Wendy, Yvette Smith. Thank you. Mitchell Pilgrim, join us. Clifford is joining us. Rich, 509. Willis Jackson, thank you. Jen G. Carlson, thank you so much. 43, Mr. G, thank you so much for joining us. Again, Larry, thank you so much. Uselli, thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for being a part. I want to give a shout out to the state tournament that's going on in Birmingham, Alabama. They're down to a level where it will be, and it's so sad of getting here, and we're trying to get ourselves up and not lose anybody. But the tournament is going on in Birmingham, Alabama. Been going on all week. It started yesterday, and we had the 1A and 2A. Give a shout-out to Georgiana High School Boys down in Georgiana, Alabama. That's where Mary Ruth's Restaurant is located, in Georgiana, Alabama, hometown, down there making it do what it needs to do. Give a shout-out to Calhoun High School out of Lowndes County. Even though they didn't get to the championship, they are recognized. They made it to the semifinals, went to the Final Four of Calhoun High School. Along with, shout-out to my frat brother, member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's playing. His boy is at Jackson Aggies, Jackson High School, down in Jackson, Alabama. They're called the Aggies, and they're playing for the 4A semifinals to go to the state championship. None other than brother Anthony Hayes, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. So real excited about that. We'll give a shout out now to T.R. Miller down there, and well-known Hall of Fame coach down there doing some awesome things. Continue to take his girls back on and on and on. Keep doing it down there, coach, down at T.R. Miller. In Montgomery, coming up on tomorrow, you have a host of teams that are playing. You have over there at Brubaker. Brubaker is playing in 5A. And Brubaker Magnet School girls are playing in the 5A. Check them out. They're in the semifinals of the state tournament. Then you have Park Crossing girls that's in the 6A playing, along with the boys of George Washington Carver High School. And then we want to give a shout-out to Prattville Christian girls, looking at a four-peat, a three- or four-peat. Then we have the Prattville High School girls getting an opportunity to get at it. We give a shout-out to Valley. They have a reigning champion from last year in 5A boys, and they're back again to make it do what it do. They're going to be playing on tomorrow. They got the 5A and the 6A playing tomorrow. Then on Thursday, you got the 7A that's going to be playing. And then you have the 1A championship and the 2A championship. Then you roll into all the championship all the way up to Saturday. Congratulations to each one of those teams. Truly, we are here offering our prayers and the travel, safe travel for your fans, your family members, your school, and for the players and the coaches and administrators and the whole community. We're praying for safe travel. We're praying for success for each and every one of your schools. So we want to give them a shout-out, those representing the South, South Central Alabama, South Alabama, along with Central Alabama. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing here. Let me give a shout-out to Beverly Rudolph. Thank you, Beverly, for joining us and being a part of this. As we get ready to close out, again, on Thursday, the Ministry Shannon Show that's returning out for 2 years, and she have a host of guests that they're going to be making it do what they do from 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to say / 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They'll be going for an hour and a half, and they're going to be talking about just what issues are in our community. So we expect to have you support us on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad to bring this format before you. Thank you, each individual on Facebook. Thank the individuals on Big O Live, Instagram, TikTok. Thank you, each and every one of y'all, for being a part of. But as we get ready to close out, we'll play our last promo. These are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, and as I strove, they created a new one. And I wanted to make sure I can get to it. Hopefully I can. If I can find it, then we'll be able to play it. They got a new one they worked on and wanted to play it, but we still going to continue to look for it and make sure we have it on the set right here. But it's truly a blessing to be here before you, because WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, and we're so glad to come before you. I want to really thank those individuals being patient on Instagram. And the reason I say that, because we lost them, but we didn't truly lose them. We thank them for joining us and being a part. Sometimes the network kicks out. Sometimes Instagram give us 1 hour to do what we need to do. And we make it happen the best we can. So we're really excited about doing that. I'm talking because I'm just trying to find that new one that they sent to us. And I want to make sure I can play it. If I can't play it today, I will play it for sure coming up on Thursday. But we will play a promo for the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They lead and never fall. Also, let me give a shout-out to Quinita Mitchell, being selected as a community leader for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's a member of that Alpha Rho Zeta chapter in Montgomery, Alabama. Also, we'll give a shout-out to several other those recipients. They're having theirs on March the 31st, their final womanhood event. And then the Lambda Delta Zeta chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated will have their luncheon, their final womanhood luncheon on April the 6th. So check them out, and if you need to, just go to Lambda Delta Zeta chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and it'll populate it for Greenville, Alabama, and you'll get a chance to give them a shout out if you want to participate, want to get an ad. You can get an ad. So we truly thank each of those organizations for doing what they're doing. As we close out, I want to say to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, thank you so much. It is a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. I love you.